So.
Shh, settle down, settle down. The show's starting. The show's starting.
Causing a ruckus over there. Hi, Chunkat. Meow, meow, meow. Hi, Sister Cindy. Lou Rock. Good morning. Hi, Coffee Drinker. Hi, Chunkat. Hi, Grammy.
Hey, good Hi, morning.
Welcome. Hi, Moochum.
Hi, Tron Cat. Meow. Meow. And all the others who have joined. My goodness, there's so many new people.
Oh, thank you,
Cindy.
I am so happy
I got up today.
Wow, thank you, Sister Cindy.
Thank you. Thank you, and good morning.
Ooh, yes.
Grammy, you don't need to call in.
Oh, I don't?
No, you're live in Studio One. Hi, He's everybody. Live. Welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from the United States of America.
Hi, Jay, baby.
From Georgia to Washington.
Oh, my goodness.
Little stop in Colorado. And we are talking up a storm today. Grandma.
Yeah, that's what when you see me trying to say grandma.
Oh no, what's up with that? Thinking you didn't catch
it.
Yeah, we've got women ears.
Hello, 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 all of my pod people.
Good to see everybody. And to everybody downloading the show. Hello, and thank you for listening later. Thank you for downloading. If you can, hit the follow button. Give us a follow. Good to see everybody. Man, it's active in here this morning.
Oh, see, they knew I was coming.
Mother's live room is filling up.
Love it.
Yep, it was Grammy's time.
Got caught up. Oh, hi, Mr. A. Mr. A.
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
Get your coffee going.
Yum, yum, yum.
Hey, does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee? I just made a fresh pot of coffee. Does anybody
Give
want coffee?
Give me some coffee.
Who wants coffee? Does anybody want coffee? Who wants coffee?
I want coffee. I'm getting mine, and I'm drinking a toast to all of the pod people.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry, Grammy. You mean he knew you were getting up, and he did not have a cup of coffee waiting for you?
Oh, he had the pot done.
Oh, okay.
I had to go get it and fix it the way I needed it.
Well, he could have had it for you, ready for you. But then he's never ready either.
Oh, for crying out loud.
So he had a little.
But he always makes a pot. That he always makes. But I mean,
yeah, I always make a pot of coffee.
He always makes a pot. So that's I know I can at least.
Yeah, but he could have had one ready for you. Gee whiz.
Well, you know, sometimes I ask her and then, you know, it's like, hey, you want a cup of coffee? No, I'll get it
probably
later.
You don't make it right.
You know, a what?
You probably don't make it right?
No.
You got that one.
Oh, for crying out loud. All right, that's it. I'm turning the show over to the girls. I'm out of here. Eric, you're on your own. Good luck, buddy.
Eric already left you.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to see everybody. Good to see everybody here. Oh, man. What a fun day. Fun day already, and we're just getting started. We are just getting started. Man.
Hi. BP40.
Oh, so now everybody's quiet.
Well, yeah.
You were yelling at us.
I'm trying to set volumes. And I got
Hi,
somebody-
Bella.
I've got all kinds of things in my ear, and I'm trying to find the right volume knob because remember, I got that.
Oh, you got that new stuff.
Yeah, I got that new piece of equipment. I'm trying to get the balance in that. And I think I pretty much have it. I think it sounds pretty good. How does it sound on your end, Dina Jo?
No, you sound good. My mute button's back. Yay!
Yay! Well, that's funny.
I heard it disappear.
Yeah. Hi,
you heard her disappear.
Brina. Sorry, Brina. Yeah, yesterday. Well, see, I couldn't. I was like, oh, I couldn't clear my throat, and then I couldn't mute myself. I was like, oh no.
I know. And I, like I was mentioning to you earlier, I'm trying to hit my mute button more instead of clearing my throat, in front of the mic.
Yes, appreciate that.
Sometimes it's kind of hard to get going and hit it, but I've been trying to work on hitting that. But now with Grammy on the line, like we got it set up now, if I hit the mute button, we both are gone. I mute us both. So,
which he did on purpose.
Did on purpose. For those of you that are new to the show and are curious, Grammy is the old man's wife of 22 years.
No, not yet.
Well, it will be. I round up.
Wait a minute. Is it your anniversary? I thought I had that on the calendar.
No, our anniversary is until May, but I round up.
As soon as the calendar turns, he claims the year.
Yeah, we're in our 22nd year. And so, yeah. And no, Adina, Joe, and I are not married.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, they always ask that in the beginning. They always ask, are you guys married? No.
Really?
Gross.
I know. We both go, ooh. That's funny. Good times, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 19th of January. This month is ripping by, don't you think?
It is. My goodness.
Well, last year went by so fast, man.
Short times.
Yeah, 2021 just seemed to me like it just really went by. You know, and then we talked to people that think that, and their observations of the year, everything kind of went by slow and dragged on.
Man, yeah. I don't know. It seemed the year prior, yes, I think, kind of, when we first went into isolation. But, I don't know. This past 2021 seemed to go by really fast. At least for me, it did.
Yeah.
It really, see, for Brina, too. Same thing. It flew for her.
Well, with all the stuff that was going on and people being confined here and there and here now. But technically, we here at the Old Man's Podcast Show, we're busy. I mean, we have a show we do every morning. So, I mean, it's kind of like we're up. We're getting ready to do that. So we are active. I mean, we've got stuff going on. And so I think that's what helps us through the year. Being busy helps you through the year. And that's why we were.
You've been doing a lot of stuff with using your brain, learning. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean like you never use your brain, but learning stuff like on the computer. You always complained, and I do the same thing. That's would like just drain me because it's not something that comes easy. So
and
we are really growing a lot.
Yeah, we applied ourselves and gave ourselves to the purpose of learning stuff.
Yes.
And we pushed this all through the year last year on our podcast. We pushed people. Applying yourself, learn something, either pick up an old hobby that you used to have and be busy or learn new stuff, And that's what you ought to do. I thought I would have used this time to read more books, but I haven't.
Same thing, Brina. I've gotten books. Hi, Bro Joe. But it just seemed like I hadn't had the time to really just sit down and just read a book. I'd read like a chapter, but I'd at least get through it. And it just seemed to go, it just seemed to be so busy that I didn't have that time, but I guess I need to set that time aside. Hi, Mama Bear Tracy.
Mama Bear Tracy.
Well, that's kind of what you got to do.
That's part of the thing is making sure you set that time aside if it's important for you. And maybe it's, at night after the kids go to bed or after everybody's fed and you could like leave and go somewhere and say, okay, this hour's for me. And this is what I'm going to do for this hour.
Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. Set yourself some me time. I'm going to
So you could,
you know, like you said, it could be like Wednesday evening at 9 o'clock in the evening, 9 to 10. That's my time. I'm gonna read a book. I'm gonna start reading this book here, you know, and find a book and read it.
Well, why is it when I sit down to read a book, that's when you want something?
You need to have a do not disturb sign.
I do.
She does. She's,
you really do.
I'll have to.
She sits in her room and shuts the door, but it's like I open the door. What are you doing in here? What's going on?
Yeah, it's like
you need to.
And then I just look at him like, I don't bother you when you have your on the air sign on.
Oh, but of course, you know, sure
he closes
all right,
his
door. Grammy. We're gonna get you a do not. Yes, he can't do. How dare he?
Yeah. He closes his door, puts on his on-air sign.
An on-air sign. I'm knitting or I'm Grammy's busy sign. I don't know. Do not disturb her.
I'm gonna find me something to put on that door.
hour and a half, right? Or an hour and 20 minutes.
Mama Bear Tracy says her time is when Logan is in school, gone with his dad today. Yeah. Oh,
hi, son.
Oh,
see how it is, everybody.
Today.
See how it is.
Oh,
I think Dina Jo and Grammy get together and plan on these days.
No.
Logan's not feeling good again, or you're not feeling good, Mama Tracy. I think you said
sounds like she was
somebody. You got somebody feel better. Feel better. Oh yes, not feeling good. Him. Oh, little Logan. Oh, I'm sorry. Logan,
Tronkett says you need like an off-duty son.
There you go. Off-duty.
Off-duty. Yes. Thank you, Tronkett.
Think for yourself, old man. Off-duty. That's what I tell the boys when I'm not going to make dinner. I just send for yourself, Knight. There's leftovers in the refrigerator. Fend for yourself.
You're the only crazy lady.
I'm the only crazy lady.
Brina says that her auntie had a sign that she'd put in the kitchen that says it was closed. Kitchen's closed. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I like BP49. I'm off the meds.
Oh, that's even better. Back away. Off meds.
goodness. Everybody is. Hey, we all need those moments, don't we?
Yes.
Yes, we do. We, you know what? That's one of the things that, and especially, well, I say especially moms, but there are a lot of dads that are out there too that are in single dads that we just we're so busy doing for everybody else that we don't ever look and take care of ourselves. And I was so guilty of that, 100%. And you shouldn't have to wait until you're 50 something years old to say, you know what? I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to start doing this stuff. So yeah, even if you can start with a half an hour and make it an hour and just make it that time that's your time that you get to do what you do.
Yeah. It's important to just
compress.
It's important to just designate yourself a block of time that's just for you. Exactly.
I know the bathroom.
What is it?
Did you see that commercial? Yeah. Remember that commercial that was on TV?
Brina?
And the mom was in the bathroom. It looked like she had just got done taking a bath because she's sitting in there on the floor, kind of cuddled up into a corner, wrapped in a towel, and she's eating some cookies.
Oh, Pepperidge Farm. Yeah.
Yeah. And they knock on the door. Mom? She goes, no, this is Dad.
Yeah.
And they leave.
I know. And it doesn't even, I don't even know that she was really even in gotten out of the shower or anything. She was, that was just her place that she could escape to and lock the door.
That was
funny.
Shoosh.
Yeah. In all seriousness, though, everybody, I really do try not to bug Grammy when she's in there working on stuff, but and having her little time. But
Sometimes I just got it, man. I mean, I'm codependent on the Grammy.
I just spending it with us, new child.
I got to see what she's doing. I got to bug her.
Oh, he is ever so happy.
Like a child.
Yeah, he is. He is. But he is exceptionally happy because Grammy's car is in the shop. So, yeah, Grammy can't just up and leave. He has, I got to ride in his truck because his truck is so much bigger than mine. I have a Yukon, but it just doesn't feel as big as that dang old
plus it's
Toyota.
Plus, it's my truck.
Yes.
And it's like, no, I won't. No, you can't drive my truck. Where do you need to go? I'll take you.
Yeah.
Does he let you change the radio station?
Well, I kind of do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she controls the heater if she gets cold.
All right.
She can turn it up, or if she gets hot, she can turn it down. Good. The only thing she can't get to is the window on my side, because if I get hot, I'll put the window down.
Yeah.
And then she starts wrapping up. Oh, it's cold.
But
it's
so upon occasion, I will drive his truck, but I don't do a whole lot of adjusting of mirrors and like that. I position myself so I can see and use it because, you know, that's the hardest thing to get back in the place that you need it.
Yeah.
Are the side mirrors and the rear view mirror.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, that's the nice thing about your truck, Grammy, is because we have those position numbers. You're position number one and I'm position number two on the door. And when I get in, I can hit two. And the way the truck used to be when it was new is the mirrors would all automatically adjust for me. And then when I switch it back to you, number one, the mirrors would automatically switch back to you. And I try not to adjust the
rear view mirror.
The rear view mirror. Yeah, if at all possible.
But you just can't touch something.
Sometimes I do it because you made me mad. You know, I'll just come right out and say it. You ticked me off, and so I'll go out there and adjust that middle mirror.
Get out of there.
Yes, John. There was very little damage done. What did the gentleman say? I know the bumper was crushed in.
Yeah. And the skid plate underneath the truck, is damaged because it did its job. It protected the undercarriage of the truck, the engine and all that. He said there's enough damage on there that he was going to replace it. And I haven't heard anything back from him. And so to me, that's kind of a good sign because he was going to put it up on the lift and look underneath it. And call me back with any other damage that there was. And it's been
over a week.
It's been over a week and we haven't heard anything back from you. So that's telling me that there is hardly any little damage at all. Yes, John. Good news.
Okay. Eric, can you answer that question for, I don't know, the coffee drinker asked if you send gifts, do you get to keep the value of the gifts purchased or is it for fun only? I don't know how purchasing beans works for the podcaster. Don't get the total amount, right?
Like the gold beans, like on Podbean, I know that when you purchase those are non-refundable. But you could you could use it to up engagement points for podcasters. But I know, podcast hosts would get a very minuscule amount because Podbean really rakes in a big profit because of that. Okay, and of course, the old man has decided not to activate the fan club feature on his show, like some have.
Yeah, so you can do that. Podbean, the Golden Bean purchase stuff.
I don't think it did.
Yeah, you can purchase, you can send the gifts to us, but we don't get the full value. It's all broke down.
It's broke down. They get a percentage of that.
Podbeam itself gets a certain percentage, and then I get a small amount of it to the podcast. I hope that helps you, but. You know, and we appreciate those people that have given them to us. Like the first thing right off the bat this morning, I can't remember her name now.
Sister Cindy.
Cindy you know, she laid some of those on us right away. And those are fun, and we appreciate those. Yes, Sister Cindy. And, you know, we appreciate those. And but it's not a requirement, you know.
No.
like if I spend $1,000, you'll get $1.
I would say, you know what?
I don't think it's that bad.
But no. It is. They do get a percentage.
I don't know what the breakdown is.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm sure you'd have to look for it for them to tell you.
I know that when you give that stuff, those gifts to a podcast, they get so many points. We don't get a dollar amount. We get so many points.
Oh, like yeah, that's true.
You do a and copy.
And then they don't
thing.
Pay you out.
No, we might get 50 pod bean points. And as the points add up,
send
it's 100.
Money.
It's 100 bean, 100 points, a dollar. We get a.
There you go.
For every 100 points, we get a dollar.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. I haven't really.
I was like, I've
that.
Never gotten anything. They've asked. They asked me for my.
No,
PayPal.
Yes, you have.
Well, I mean,
yeah,
yes,
you have.
Yes, I have through you, but through them. Like if somebody, because I don't know if they still do it, where they said you could send it to the co-host or you can send it to the second.
People
co-host.
Have needed, Joe. I can tell you right now.
No,
people have been split up.
But Podbean is what I'm saying. Podbean has never paid out to me. Podbean has never sent me.
That's
anything.
Because you don't have a PayPal account.
I do. I do.
Holy poo.
Well, then you should. Well, then it's got to be over. It's got to be over 2,000 points.
I haven't gotten enough, I guess, because because I do have a PayPal. Because they asked me for a PayPal account, and I thought that that's what was going to happen. You know, that they were sending me something, but I guess it's not high
it's
enough.
Be over
Yeah.
Outside of normal, you got the ball running.
Yeah, so it's actually when people do that with those gifts, like to our show, they split it. Sometimes they'll split it up. It'll go to the show and go to you and go to Eric.
Yeah.
But I never explained it, but if they would put everything to the show, see, nobody knows this, but if they put it all to the show, come the end of the year, I split it all off with you guys. I mean, that's why I've given you guys, you know.
Okay.
I've shared it with you guys, you know, giving you money.
Does help with engagement scores. Thank you, John.
Yes, it does help with engagement scores. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Yep. John to the rescue. Woo!
But, you know, some shows have fan clubs. I could activate a fan club. And you could all,
we don't
you know,
want to do that.
People could sign into that, but it costs you money.
Yes,
and
you don't want that.
No, and I don't want to
like,
charge
you. You get to hear this special podcast, but only if you're a part of the fan club.
And they have the Patreon system that you can sign up for, and you know, and automatically money comes to me automatically every month. But I don't do that. I don't have that set up. Because quite honestly, I'm just not interested in making money through the podcast. I mean, I've had people approach me about advertising and doing this and doing that, make money. And I go, no, because we started this having fun. We started this as a hobby for me, and we were just having fun. And I just don't believe in charging you guys to listen to me rattle on.
Yeah, really?
You shouldn't have to pay for that.
No. That should be free. Because look at it this way. If you're going to pay for something, you might as well go and get your money's worth. Go to a real high dollar, high quality thing. You know, go listen to this, you know, go listen to Mike Rowe. You know, go listen to somebody that's got.
And I like the fact that he has this podcast so he can just leave me alone sometimes. Because some
let
of this
me
stuff.
Sleep.
What's the word? Rhetoric?
Rhetoric.
Oh, Granny. You tell him. I know.
See? Mama Bear Tracy says she knows what I mean.
Ah.
I hear you.
I was talking to some guy. I was talking to a friend of mine about his newly started Seattle Kraken's podcast that he started.
Get kicked out.
And he was saying, he's always, you know, asking me for comments, you know, how did it go? How did it sound? you know, how's it doing, and this and that, this and that. And he goes, I'm really worried about, because he scripts a lot of it out. You know, he writes a big outline. He goes off an outline. He goes, and I'm just curious because, you know, if I don't do an outline, I find myself just, you know, kind of repeating myself and, you know, just shooting off the hip, this and that, and this. And I go, oh, you mean like me, like my podcast. Yeah.
Well, he may not be as old as you.
He goes, well, I don't know how to keep on track. I don't know how to keep on track without doing that. I go, Dina Joe, Dina Joe, you got to find yourself a Dina Joe, and she'll help keep the boat going in the right direction.
Between her and Eric. Eric's muted himself.
He's busy.
Yeah.
He's making coffee. Flipping bacon breakfast. And sharing the show.
Eric is a busy guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm also crunching on breakfast cereal.
Nice. Oh, what are you eating? What are you eating, Eric? What
kind of stuff? I think it's a store brand like Raisin Bran Crunch.
Oh, okay. Ooh, all right.
Those are good.
Yeah. I like
what's that?
I like Raisin Nut Bran.
Have you tried that one?
Don't think I've tried that one.
No, there's a crunchy Raisin Bran though. That's pretty good.
Yeah, like, there
it's
is
a little crunchier.
Yeah,
but no. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like the Raisin Nut Bran.
I'm not
because
it,
the raisins are encrusted in nuts.
Oh, yeah, yummy.
They're nut coated.
SMTAAS. Ooh, they are. Ooh, that sounds good.
Ooh.
I like
that. Hey, so is. Yeah.
You're right. Magically delicious.
Hey, so how's the car breaking ins in your area in Colorado and in Georgia? I mean, do you guys have a lot of car break ins?
Yes.
People breaking into cars in it. You do?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're stealing catalytic converters off of trucks. Hi, David.
What? I don't understand that. Why are people
Lewis said that it has. The only thing he can think of is that it's druggies stealing it for scrap metal, but then they barely get anything for it anyway. You know, it's. Right. I don't know. Welcome, APP. Welcome.
I don't know. Well, anyway, you know what the number one city for car breaking in is? The number one city?
Washington, D.C.
No, San Francisco.
Really?
San Francisco. They average about 8,000 car break-ins. Now, these aren't stealing cars. These are just breaking into cars. 8,000 a year, which comes out to about one every hour.
Yes, they are.
They have people breaking into cars.
Are they worth a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh. The Cadillac converters, they are.
They're
the most expensive thing. They're the most expensive replacement in any vehicle.
Yeah, to replace it, yes. But for scrap metal, if they were turning it in for scrap metal, is that because of what's...
Coffee Drinker says they have plastic.
Yeah, mercury.
I don't know.
There's something inside of them. Yes, I've heard that. I can't think of what it is.
I have no idea.
Oh, platinum. Okay.
I have no idea how they're made or what's inside them.
Yeah,
and
that's
platinum.
The
that's
thing.
Isn't that what they use for rings? They use that for rings. Don't think platinum.
Two other things. Without it. Oh, interesting.
Uh huh.
Yeah, because I heard on that Nextdoor app that I always tell you about, old man, that's all you hear is break-ins. The cars break-ins. They're breaking into cars. They break into cars because another thing, people, if you remember. I had to keep telling Lewis, take your remote to the garage in with you.
Yeah.
It's kind of a pain, but don't leave it in your car because they break into your car. They get that. And then, but they can't get, we don't have a door from our garage into our house. Luckily they could only get into the garage, but still they could get into your house, get into your garage. So that's, you know, they're breaking into cars, garages, and stealing catalytic converters.
Yeah, there was. We got a notice from the Vancouver Police Department about that breaking into garages. They were saying that very thing. They get in your car, they get your garage door opener, they open up your garage door, and the next thing you know, all your Craftsman and DeWalt tools are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, they go in there and they clean out your garage. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coffee Drinker is saying that where they are, they have somebody who will pay $234 for each catalytic converter.
Really?
I mean, is it that easy to get off?
Look at those.
Because to me, I would think that it wouldn't. I mean, yeah, the trucks are higher, so it's easier to get underneath it. But to me, you would be seen, or you know, or you're making a lot of noise. I don't know. Oh, they saw them off, huh?
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
so then they really destroyed the number vehicle, one, huh?
The number one stolen car for catalytic converters is the Prius. I thought Priuses were. Well, I guess they're not all totally electric, are they?
No.
Well, yeah, but they're hybrids, so they still got
hybrid.
Yeah, they're half and half. Yeah, they're a half and half.
Well, what happened to airbags? They used to do that a lot too.
Yeah, at one time they used to steal airbags.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I would think that they would. Well, you know, it's by the time you report it and they track down the serial numbers and like that, there's no telling where it is. That's just like when they steal the cars and like that.
And like Troncat says, they are for the smog. They're for emission levels. They control the exhaust, how clean the exhaust.
So your car got that one right. Vehicle will still drive. Yeah. It'll just be loud. Will it be loud?
It depends on what side of the... No, I don't know. It depends on what side the muffler is from it. I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, I have without no a catalytic idea. Converter is loud as crap. And J-Baby says, yep. So, yeah.
Nice! Yeah!
Oh, so I can't scream at the people that's driving down the street, especially if they're in a truck, because they might not do it on purpose, right? Can't yell at them. Why are your cars so loud?
When I was a kid growing up, you know, when I first started driving, that's what we used to do. We used to take our exhaust systems and take the mufflers off it so it would be loud, because we wanted them to sound like those old muscle cars. They never did sound that good, but they were loud.
No, they never sound like the old cars like that.
No.
Yeah, they just sound like.
Well, you know, my truck has a nice kind of loud, mellow roar to it. The exhaust system on it, it's kind of loud. It's kind of hot rod-ishy. And what happened was when I got this truck, there was another Toyota truck went by me, and it sounded excellent. It sounded so good. And I told Grammy, I go, man, I like how that sounds. And she goes, really? I go, oh, yeah, I'm an old hot rodder. I love those. I love loud engines and all this and that. So she went and paid $1,400 for an exhaust system on my truck. And, man, it just sounds so good. Nice little rumble to it as you go down the street. I mean, he likes to rev it every now and then. When she first got it, I'd have her drive the truck. Hey, go down the street so I can hear my truck, so I can hear what it sounds like.
Hi, you.
Oh, man. She'd race it as she goes by the house. Oh, yeah. Okay, you can come back now.
Welcome.
Oh, I like that.
You can come back now. Come back with my truck. She's gone. Oh,
Mama Bear Tracy says Logan calls them the fart cars.
Yeah.
Oh,
I can't stand those little dinky cars that sound like, you know, big wild bees.
Oh, real tinny.
Oh, real tinny sound. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, the Cherry Bob. Remember the Cherry Bobs outside Normal? I took mine off on purpose.
I remember that name.
Cherry Bob.
Huh? In the old, I remember that growing up, but I don't remember what it is.
They used to call them glass packs. They're like a muffler, but they were loud, and they were cherry bombs, and you'd put them on the car and make your car loud, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's just like when I was growing up, I'm sure when you did, and some of you out there, did you used to get in trouble for taking the playing cards and clothespins to put them on the spokes of your bicycle?
Oh, I make noise.
Yeah.
Oh, those were fun. I used to get in so much trouble.
We were like hot rodding up our bicycles.
We were the gang, man. We were
trying to see who could put as many on our bikes as possible just to make it as loud as it could be, you know, with those cards.
No horn. We upgraded from the horn on our little tricycle to putting those things in our spikes of our bikes.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I can't even make that noise. But yeah. But it was so much fun. And I don't, you know, do people do that with their car? Or do that with their bikes now? Do kids even do that with their bikes?
I heard somebody does that with their kids' bikes.
Did they? I told Grammy we should run around.
Do their child, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
John Gale. Parents would ask where the hey, where are the playing cards? I don't know. I told Grammy we need to run around with a couple of decks of cards, and then when we see little kids on their bicycles, pull up beside them, get out, and clamp.
Oh, they clamp probably cards wouldn't on have any idea what you're doing. Yeah, I know that would be so much fun.
Yeah. But then when they took off, they'd go, oh, yeah.
That would be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They'd be like, what are they doing? That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many
people do you see? Well, I see adults, but I don't see kids too much unless they're little guys with the trainers on riding bikes anymore.
Not around here, we don't.
Yeah. Skateboards, rollerblading. We see a lot of that, you know, but we don't see a lot of, you know, middle-aged kids on bicycles.
There are skate parks, yeah. We have a lot of skate parks still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Outside Normal says they use their...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Outside Normal says they use their Topps baseball cards.
Oh, wow.
Using those cards, and then you find... Then you find out that Babe Ruth card you used on your bike is worth a bunch of money now.
Yeah. There's not a lot of kids out playing nowadays. They don't ride their bikes or go not mow people's lawns or to make money or, you know, they don't do that kind of stuff like we did when we were kids. Run up and down the hills and they used to have hills. We had hills in our backyard. Games. Yeah. It's all on.
It's all video games in that now. Yeah. Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Well, I think a lot of it too is that. Yeah, I think a lot is that their houses and homes that they're building now do not have very much yard. It's where they just landscape it out, and there's no grass.
Yeah, there's no place for kids to play.
Oh, the rumpus room or the bonus room. That's where they put
them. The world is dangerous. Yeah. You're right, because we used to go. We would have breakfast. We'd leave, come back, have lunch. But there was five of us, and we were always together, you know, or at least three of us together. And we would have hills in our backyard, and we would go take cardboard and just go flying down those
slide
hills.
Down the hill.
Yep. And just go catch lizards.
Were there prune and plum trees at the bottom of the hill?
There was orange trees.
You know, when I was a kid.
Yep.
And probably when you were, Dina Jo, I mean, we'd leave the house, you know, we'd get up, have breakfast. Mom would go to work. See you later. And then, bam, we're on our own. We're running around through the neighborhood. We knew Mom would be home around 5 in the evening. And then we'd come home at 4:30 and hurry and get all our chores done in a half
John
hour.
John hit the nail.
And, stay outside.
Yeah, and have dinner.
And there wasn't really too much concern on us doing that, you know? I mean,
no, times were different.
Not nowadays. Nowadays,
it's very dangerous. It's bad. Oh yeah, duck with
I remember that.
My gosh.
Red light, green light, duck goose, mother may I, and those were fun.
Exactly, Coffee. I know, like the Todd and Tim's parents just had as much right to put, you know. Disciplined me as my parents did. They all knew each other. Everybody was families. Everybody hung out. There was just like, and everybody's parents talked. So you didn't get away with anything.
No.
Yeah, and there was
heaven forbid you're over at the Heights.
Yeah.
Heaven forbid you're over at the Heights house and you were doing stuff wrong because Mr. Height would just whip your bottom, man. He would whip your bottom, and then he'd send you home. Go home. You know, he'd whip you and send you home. And then you had to explain to your mom why you were crying when you got in. Well, Mr. Hyde, he told me I had to go home. What'd you do wrong? Did you do over there? Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't, nowadays, well, I shouldn't say, there's a lot of parents that would believe their kids over, and they should at certain things, but back in those times when you got disciplined, there was a reason for the discipline and you always found out. There wasn't really lying and I'm going to believe, over them just because times. You're my child.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just but different times. It's just
there are times that parents we need to know and be aware of your kids if there is something that they're telling you that has happened. You should be there and support them. That's we need to be able to.
Well, it's like when we were growing up, mm-hmm. right? You know, Dina Jo, when we were growing up, we were more afraid of our parents than we were the cops.
Well, yeah,
if a cop's come in the neighborhood, that didn't bother us. But if the parents running around in the neighborhood, we're concerned. You know.
Four square kickball. Simon Says. They were so simple and we did them all. Yep. Love
to hide and go seek.
That was the fun of growing up with a big family, you know, because we all, Grammy.
Yeah, Grammy, that was really fun.
Mother May I? Oh, yeah.
Me and Grammy and Dina Jo, we all grew up with, big families. You know, we had five kids in my family.
Mm-hmm. Well, there were five of us too.
I know.
You know, okay. And it was just a lot of fun. Oh, you know, we played all those games.
Oh, Red Rover was.
And then it'd be like family competition. All right, we're playing against the Palenzuelas this afternoon at 2:00. George came over and he challenged us. All right. Because they had, the bunch of kids over at the Palenzuelas.
Exactly. Yeah. Because there wasn't so much stuff to stimulate us. We didn't have so many things to choose from. You know, there was four TV channels. There was, we didn't have the TV games. We had to go outside.
Two trophy dads.
There wasn't all of that stuff that we have now to distract us from the simple things.
Welcome to Trophy Dad.
Yeah. You know what's funny is too is I remember as a kid when it come around time for the Olympics, we would have like neighborhood Olympics, because all the kids we'd all get together and have little running competitions and all this.
Oh,
and that.
Yes.
Yeah, BB gun wars. Yeah, those were dangerous.
No, but I'm sure the old man did.
I can imagine he did.
Yeah.
The old man. I'm going to tell you right now. The old man does not like BB guns. I do not. Time for a confession. Don't let your kids play with, a gun's a gun. Always treat a gun, whether it's a BB gun, or treat it like a real gun. Oh, it's loaded. Never point it at somebody. Nerf. Because when I was a little kid, I shot a friend of mine and I put his eye out. So I do not like BB guns, because you can't tell if they're still loaded.
We're talking about childhood games and things we played.
Yeah, don't play BB gun wars. If you do, make sure everybody's wearing goggles.
Well, it is gun appreciation day, so that's good that it you is. Said that.
It
so
is. Well, there you go.
Appreciate and be aware that don't point things at people that could be loaded.
Do you play table games anymore? Seem like more now, being that the kids aren't outside so much.
Oh, we know Dina Jo does.
We do.
Well,
you and I do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, table games, Scrabble, Boggle, and all of those. Those were fun. Bye. Yep.
Scrabble's good. Fun. We used to do it
Monopoly.
Too. When my kids were little,
Crackle.
And we played board games, it was hilarious. I always wanted to set up a camera. And film us playing games because mm-hmm. we'd have so much fun, especially those word games like scategories Pictionary and those kinds of things.
Hide and seek. You can still do that even in the house.
Oh, yeah. Hide and seek.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we had some good hiding places in my mom's house, I'm telling you.
Oh, our house. My house growing up, we had some fun places because we had a a laundry chute because it was upstairs in a basement.
That's what we're in.
And it went downstairs to the laundry room in a chute. And the family was playing hide and go seek. And we couldn't find our dad. We looked all over and we couldn't find him. And it took us so long to find him. He was in the dirty clothes, sleep. By the time we
fell asleep. That's crazy.
That's crazy. But it's fun. It's, oh my gosh.
How about Tiddlywinks? We used to play Tiddlywinks, pick up sticks.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, when you're growing up with three or four other brothers and sisters, I mean, you have some pretty heated competition. I remember one summer, we had a jacks. We played jacks. We had jacks competition. You know, you throw the jacks out and you had to bounce the ball, you know, and get the onesies, twosies, and all that stuff. Yeah, we're playing jacks on the floor.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just jump roping. That was fun. Double Dutch.
No, not at the Merck House. We play jump rope. Somebody's always going to end up being tied up.
We couldn't play jump rope. I bet Dina Jo was good at jump rope.
Yes, tetherball.
Tetherball. I love tetherball.
We begged my mom to let us get a tetherball thing in the backyard, and she said no because we'd kill each other.
Oh,
shit. Tetherball's fun, though.
Like a flagpole. Oh, yeah. Just have a tetherball on it.
Tetherball is fun. I remember we went on a holiday. We went on a vacation, me and Grammy, to a resort. Pine, Arizona. I think it was Pine, Arizona.
Oh.
And we pull in there the day we check in, we pull in, and there's a tetherball thing sitting there.
Oh.
And Grammy goes, "Oh, I love tetherball. I want to play tetherball. Let's go." So we went right off the bat.
That didn't sound like
that. And played tetherball. Yeah, you did. Like,
no, I didn't.
I want to go play tetherball.
Yeah, he does that to me all the time.
Tetherball match. Why do what, Gina Joe?
You do that.
What do I do?
Oh, everybody that he mocks.
You sound like I mock, like I, we sound like chihuahuas, and that's not how we talk.
Well, I'll tell, you know, Grammy will say, "So how was the show today?" "Oh, it was pretty good." "Oh, you should have heard Dina Jo." Dina Jo said, "I don't know what's going on." Yeah.
Exactly.
I give you guys high voices. Two dads never played tetherball. What? What the French?
Not even in our school? Right?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. No. Really? They had them on the schoolyard.
Yeah, that was where we learned the schoolyard. Yeah. And if you had money, then you had one in your backyard. But we would always go down to the schoolyard and play.
Oh,
that's some good stuff right there. Yeah, we
Cabela
had a lot of fun.
Cabela said she was the tetherball queen.
The tetherball queen. Woo!
Oh, yeah. Well.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
I hate to break up all this fun that we're having talking about games.
It's time for Dina Jo's Today in Music History. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Jo.
Yep, I had to break in just so we can get this. Dina Jo and I
Bill
were talking.
Moore's terrible
Dina talks. Jo and I were talking. We're the other
almost
day,
done, John. Woohoo!
On this list and be done with it. So
everyone's been hanging in.
We're actually,
all
we were going to do.
They're all troopers.
We were going to do the top 10.
We can't even play number 10.
Well, we can't play number 10. It's terrible.
We can't even play 10 because they're what they're talking about. It's like, no, I'm not even going to, I'm not even going to say
so we're doing the top 9.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no. I'm not even going to. Sorry, Billboard.
Tron Cat.
Woohoo!
Okay, so here we go. Let's take our medicine.
All right, number 9. She's not that bad. Billie Eilish, and it's Happier Than Ever is the song. The song finds Eilish breaking away from the dreamlike electric pop sound of her debut album, where When We All Fall Asleep is the name of this. Where Do We Go is the name of that album. Starting off as a gentle ballad, it breaks into a distorted guitar-driven rager, incorporating distant screams and soaring guitar solos. It was very satisfying to scream, Eilish told Vogue, because I was very angry, and there's so much anger in those songs, anger and disappointment and frustration. So here is Billie Eilish with number 9, Happier Than Ever. Because she screamed.
Yeah, it's funny she says that. I had to look all over the place to find one that wasn't full of, that wasn't explicit, you know.
Oh.
So here we go.
Because she was screaming. She was mad.
From you, I'm happier than ever. Wish I could explain it better.
I don't know, I think this song just kind of sucks the life out of you.
I wish it wasn't true.
It's so...
Give me a day.
Happier than ever. Billie Eilish. Thank you, Billie.
That sounded real happy, didn't it?
I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, it did sound like she just woke up. Okay, this one, I don't know. I didn't listen to it, but it sounds like it might be fun. We'll see. Number 8, Kali Urigius. Is that how you say it? How would you say that last name?
I have no idea. Urigius. I have no idea.
Okay, Telepata is the song released by Kali because the world needed some healing and energy. The Tani co-produced Telepata is a dreamy, bilingual pop track that talks about feelings, lonely, and desire, and to make love telepathically. All righty then. After we end up in this pandemic, the lyrics became more relevant. She previous told Billboard, I tried to stay grounded and make music from a clear, level-headed place and continue something positive to the world. Contribute something positive to the world. Excuse me. Here is Kali. You're richest. Number 8 with Telepate.
Mama Bear says type it in there.
Okay.
I like the music right off
that
the bat.
That totally reminded me of Al Green, the beginning.
Yeah.
Hi.
When I was listening to this, I actually did. I like this song.
Not
bad at all.
Compared to what we've heard on prior.
Good morning, exactly. Marcy.
Telepata or what is something by Kali, whatever her last name is. Perfect.
Yeah, Uchias?
Careful.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right, number 7. Number 7, WizKid featuring Thames, and the song is Essence. If we're ranking, okay, this is by NR. If we're ranking the 100 best summer songs of the year, Essence would come out on top. From Thames, ascending melody to starting her verse, the track Butterflies in Your Stomach Feel is established, peaking at the contagious chorus when we've collectively belted at every party and gathered for the last 8 months. I don't know. I've never heard the song, but I guess people like it. Here is WizKid featuring Thames with number 7 on the list, Essence.
And this is a good one too. Finally, after like 92 songs, we finally hit some good music. Now WizKid's been on the list before, earlier.
Yes.
This is Essence by WizKid. I like that Tim's one.
Yeah, it wasn't bad compared, because I think the other one they were screaming. I don't know.
Yeah. That's why it was lower on the list.
All of these guys have been on the the list. This next one, and I think it's SZA. How do you say it? SZA?
SZA.
SZA? Okay, SZA, number 6, Good Days. Here's SCA singing the feeling that she's losing control of her life. She considers ending her relationship with her lover so she can grow. Having wasted herself on someone else, SCA is trying to move away from her negativity by remembering better times. Here is number 6, SCA with Good Days.
That sounds spooky.
Oh, it's guitar. I like that guitar.
Hi, favorite Ray. Renee.
Hi, favorite Renee.
Thank you for joining us.
If you take a step out, get some N now. Let your edge out.
Push your iceberg. SCA. Can you get the heck out? With the song Good Days. I need now. Yeah, see, this is another good song. I like this one. This is good.
No, BP, yeah, you're right, BP. There's not, yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you.
Okay.
But, but we are coming up with the old man's favorite at number 5.
Uh-oh.
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'll
all
take her.
Too well.
I'll take her after
You'll
all these
take it compared to what's been playing, right?
Yeah.
The heart-wrenching breakup tune, of course, comes after a 6-month writing block that followed a particularly painful ending of a relationship. Well, okay, go figure. There's a kind of bad that gets so overpowering you can't even write about it, she told USA Today. At the time, when you feel pain that is so far past dysfunctional that leaves you with so many emotions that you can't filter them down to simple emotions to write about, that's when you know really need to get out. When asked if she felt guilty regarding writing about an ex, she replied, "It takes these songs and these people who inspire these songs on a case-by-case basis. If there were someone who was a good person, I'm going to write. I'm not going to write something about them. But if they handled a situation in a way that really messed up my life for a while, that's what I'm going to write about. For me, I never change the reason why I write the song. The song for me is like a message in the bottle. It is therapy." So here is Taylor Swift with number 5,
Hello,
All Too Well. Hi, Jess.
Let's get through this list first,
hey,
Mama
Jess,
Bear. Yeah, but I put this song after listening to all the 909, all the 99 other songs. I put this on and went, "Oh, Taylor, it's so good to hear."
Well, yeah, and
I walked up to the door with you. The air was cold.
Taylor Swift with
Something
All Too Well.
Like home somehow.
And they actually voted the 10-minute version of this song as their number 3, but we're not going to.
I was shocked when I saw that 10-minute version.
Yeah, I don't. I have never.
I'll have to kind of go back and listen. How do you get a 10-minute version of Taylor Swift song?
I know, 10 minutes, right?
Unless there's a lot of musical breaks in it, I have no idea.
Thank you for joining us, Coffee. Yeah.
Take care and good luck on the deadline for your book. Tell us all about it when you're done. Please come in and talk to us about it. We'd love for you.
Yes.
We're gonna help you sell that book. Mm-hmm. All right. So now we are gonna go to this guy who's also been on the list, I think, the last couple of weeks. Number 4 on Billboard's list, not ours, is Lil Nas X and Jack Harlow. And the song is Industry Baby. Nas aims to create a stadium-sized celebration and hits the mark, rapping over trunk-rattling beats, while Jack Harlow slides in with the same mix of college sports foreplay as his breakout hit. This one, indeed, for the champions, Industry Baby kept Lil Nas X in the winner's circle for the rest of 2021. And that was by Jay Lepschutz with Billboard. Here is Lil Nas X, Jack Harlow, number 4, Industry Baby. Oh. Yes, I'm in the ring.
Baby bet, hey, cover X,
hey,
panties on
you,
cover plus, hey, that's a bet, hey, throw it back, hey, throw it back, hey, and this one is for the champion.
You know, I like it. I like this song. Ollie says he knows this song.
Oh.
This is industry baby.
We're almost there. Chonkast.
Oh, get out of here.
All right. Stop it, Little Nas. We've had enough of you. All right. It is number three, Dua Lipa with Levitating. Over an elastic bass line and hand claps, Dua Lipa of riding into outer space with her lover. It's about having fun and meeting somebody and falling in love and thinking, you probably meet me at the perfect time. Let's just go for it, Dua Lipa tells Apple Music. It's like the feeling when love makes you feel like you're levitating. It's outworldly. Okay, that's Dua Lipa, and that's RJ from Billboard. Here's Dua Lipa, number three with Levitating.
If you wanna run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life.
This isn't bad either. She's got a good voice.
Need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time.
To the right.
You want me, I want you, baby.
To the left. You do your aerobics.
That's not a bad song. She's got a good voice too. I like it. Okay.
I like her. Okay. Number two, Olivia Rodrigo. And then the song is Good For You. Good For You is a messy breakup song where Olivia Rodrigo addresses her former boyfriend. He has quickly moved on with a new partner while Olivia is still crying on the floor in the bathroom. She can't comprehend why he doesn't care about her anymore and is acting as if the relationship never happened. Things are going sickeningly well for him since their split, to which Olivia responds, I guess good for you. So here's Olivia Rodrigo, number two, with Good For You.
The Billboard top hits went down to tubes when Casey Kasem died.
Yeah. She moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
Yes, Jess.
Yeah.
On yourself.
You tell her, Jess. Stuff.
Really Olivia Rodrigo. Good For You. Oh, wait. What happened? Yeah, there you go. She's rocking. That's not a bad song.
But she shouldn't be crying on the floor over a guy. No, I agree, Jess.
Well, she probably gets together with Taylor Swift. What can I say?
And everybody else on this list.
Well, Tronkat said all she writes is... Or she sings it.
Her and Taylor Swift. Everything's about a broken relationship and all this and that. Okay. All right. Wait a minute.
Okay.
So what are we getting into now? What number is this one?
This is Billboard's number one of 2021.
21?
Number one. Yay. Ooh. Let's get it done.
Over with. Yes. All right. So Billboard's Hot 100, and this is number one of that Hot 100 of 2021, was Silk Sonic, Leave the Door Open. Andrew and Bruno Mars are both known as lovers of 60s and 70s R&B. This song employs both romantic lyrics and smooth vocals, lush instrumentals, and slow, showy, groovy changes throughout the steamy tune. Pac and Mars try to persuade a woman to come over to their home, telling her they will leave the door wide open for her to come on in at any hour. Here is Billboard's number one of 2021, Silk Sonic with Leave the Door Open.
I like Bruno Mars. I do. This is a good song to end it on. He actually had the only the only halftime show, halftime Super Bowl show that I actually watched.
Don't say that. Shut your trap. I'm sipping wine. Sip, sip. Sip, sip. My house clean. My pool. We're done, everybody. Yay.
Leave the door open. You should be dancing. No, Bruno, dancing. We are closing the door.
The door is closing. Tight shut.
We are closing the door on this list. Leave the door open, Bruno Mars, number one.
Yes.
We made it. We endured. We endured. We did it. We made it through.
I think there was about six or seven, Mr. A, that we couldn't. I just was like, no. I think there was probably six or seven.
Six or seven that we just couldn't play. Well, anything that had Cardi B in it, we couldn't play. And I think she had like three songs. And as soon as we saw her name, it was like, nah. You know, and Dean and Joe would say, well, I think we could play 20 seconds of it. And I'd start it and go, no, we can't even play that. So, yeah. Dean and Joe, thank you. Thank you. You are a master of torture. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was very torturous. But I appreciate all of you sticking through.
It was fun. It was fun.
We had
We had a good time. We got through it. We had a good time. Hey, I gotta tell you about a couple of videos I saw yesterday. These have to do with dogs. And the first one, Mama Bear's calling in because she says that Logan knows how to say that
guy's
name. Good, yeah, okay. Good. All right, Mama Bear, where are you? A speaker.
Do you want to say
there you are. Okay.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Logan, for calling.
There, do you want to hear?
Yep.
Yes.
Your headset off, and there you go. Put it in your ear. Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Logan. I hope
Hello, Logan. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah.
Okay, Logan, tell us how to say that name.
Wait, which?
It was, what was it, you?
C-H-I-S.
Uh-huh. C-U-C-H-I-S. How do you say that word?
Uchis.
Uchis. I buy that.
Yes, Uchis. I buy that. Uchis. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All
right, Logan. You're thanks, welcome. Man. Yes. Logan is our...
Rescue Ranger.
Logan is our word guy. Yeah. He is our word guy. Logan, thanks, buddy.
Rescue Ranger. Thank
you, Logan. Get some rest and feel better, Logan.
Yeah, Logan.
Yeah.
Get some rest. Drink a lot of water and get better. We're sad that you're not feeling well. But thanks for calling in and helping us with that word.
Oh,
okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks.
We appreciate that. Bye. Yes, we're so glad we're through that. Thank you. So through that list. And now we're going to, the next 2 days, we're going to go back to this day in music history. And then on Monday, we're going to start with 30 fascinating early bands of future music legends. And it's really kind of fun. It's fun.
Hey, Mr. Stealing, your podcast.
Nice to have you.
Whoa.
Hey, back to these stories real quick. These have to do with dogs. And I was quite honestly amazed by these. The first video, it shows this backyard. It's taken off of people's security cameras. And the owners of this house are gone. They're not home. Dogs are outside. They got two dogs. They got a little tiny dog, like about the size of a Chihuahua. And then they got a bigger dog about the size of a black lab.
Uh-huh.
It kind of looked like a bigger black lab. But anyway, the little dog's wandering over by the swimming pool they have there, and it falls in the pool.
Oh, no.
It just loses its balance. It just slips into this pool and falls in. And it cannot get out. It cannot get out of this swimming pool. I mean, and it looking like it's having a hard time swimming at all, you know.
Oh.
And so the big dog runs over to the pool, and it sees this, and it's barking and all this stuff. It's barking, and it's running around the pool. Yeah. And it gets to the side, and the little dog is kind of like swimming towards it. And I'll be danged if that big dog didn't reach down, grab a hold of that little dog, and pull it out of the swimming pool. I mean, it was just one of the most awesome things I've ever seen. I mean, it knew exactly what it needed to do, and it did it. It saved that little dog. So that one to me was amazing because I'd never seen a dog do that, you know. And the homeowners, when they came home and they viewed the video of their home security, they right then they go, we need to put a cover over that pool so it never happens again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, that was the first video, and that just was amazing to me. The second video, and it has to do again with another black lab. The guy
they're
filming
protectors.
It, the guy filming it is on the bank of a river. And he's filming out into the river, and you see this black lab swimming swimming from the center of the river towards the shore where the owner is. And it's like, what the heck does he have in his mouth? You know, what has he got in his mouth? And the closer he gets, you see he's got around the, you know, clasped around the back of the neck. He's fighting to keep this baby fawn's face above the water.
Oh, and
he's got this fawn that is actually smaller than he is in its mouth. And he comes to the shore and he brings it out, kind of like a dog would, you know, those fetcher dogs that go out after ducks and that, you know, those hunting dogs.
Yeah.
He brings this fawn up to the shore and drops it at the feet of the owner. And it's a lot. He saved a fawn that was in the pool.
Job.
I mean, in the river. You know, he saved that fawn from drowning. It was absolutely amazing.
That's amazing.
The owner was there, and the owner was even kind of shocked, you know. And
I wonder where the mom of the fawn was, the deer.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Able to find the mom.
Yeah, but then he takes it, and the owner, he's just kind of petting the deer, trying to calm it down.
And
get the water off it. And the lab is right there. You know, he's looking, he's making sure he sees, you know, he's watching what's going on with the fawn. And the fawn gets up on its legs and he goes, okay, there you go. And he's kind of patted on the butt as that fawn just took off running. I don't know. Maybe the fawn was trying to cross the river with its mom and it got caught in the current. I have no idea. But it was amazing to me to see these dogs do that act of saving somebody. It's just, it was amazing. I didn't know that dogs could or would even do that kind of stuff without some kind of special training, but these dogs didn't have no special training, but they knew that those other little animals were in distress. And they went and they did what they're supposed to do. They saved those little animals. So I thought that was absolutely amazing. So, you know, hey, there you go. Black labs. I've always been a fan of Labrador retrievers, you know, black labs, golden retrievers, golden labs, and that kind of stuff. They've always said that they're smart dogs, you know, and they're smart. They're just smart dogs. And what a blessing it was to see that. I mean, especially that fawn. I couldn't believe it had a baby deer in its mouth, you know, and it wasn't clamping down on it just enough to hold it. But how this dog worked to keep that fawn's face above the water as it's swimming out of the river was amazing. It was amazing. So they're on Instagram someplace. I mean, you might be able to Google it or not Google it, but you might be able to YouTube it. You know, dog saves baby deer in river. You might be able to look that up. And
the fact that it was able to do that and not hurt it. You know what I mean? It was able to save it swimming with it and hold it by its neck and not hurt it, you know, not kill it. Like,
yeah.
Well, it probably got it by the scruff of the neck like you would, like they would their own little puppies or something.
And then plus, too, the baby deer, you know, it may have just freaked out. It may have just, you know, figured it was going to die. I'm going to die. You know, this thing has me by the throat, and it wasn't fighting it at all. It wasn't fighting the dog, you know, so
it was probably exhausted.
It could have been. It could have been. But
trying to swim or whatever.
So there you go. You go. You go, you little black labs out there in the world. Interesting. Yeah, dogs are dogs are cool. Dogs are cool. Yeah. So amazing. Just wanted to share those little stories with you because I just
thought
those
are good.
That was just amazing. Amazing stories.
Hello, Code 23.
All right. Well, listen, man. Hey, Code 2319. Good to see you. Hey, well, that, you know, that's it. We're going to, we're wrapping this thing up. It's Wednesday, yes, the 19th. And
stay warm, those in Denver. Don't let the snow melt.
Up in Canada.
Canada has snow.
Northeast. Okay. Everybody's getting hit with some bad snow and bad cold weather. Stay warm.
Have a great day, everyone.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and joining us. The Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. Special guest, Grammy, today. And we just appreciate y'all coming in. All of you downloading the show later, thank you for downloading the show. We appreciate it. Hit those follow buttons for us. Help us reach our goal of 2,000 followers. You guys are the best.
Oh, thank Logan for wanting to.
And thank you, Logan, for helping us with that word.
Yes.
Yeah, that name.
He said it was Russian.
Oh. Hey, Eric, do you want to plug some shows real quick while we're in here? Hey, Mr. Coley!
Dude, trying to wrap it up too, bud.
Nice to see you.
Well, coming up on Podbean Live, John DeVito should be going live in about 5 minutes. We have special guest Jeff Moore from YouTube's Trade More podcast and Podbean's Jeff Moore Money podcast joining us. That should really be a great get to know your podcaster series. And then we're doing it with Spanky and Scooter from the Beans and Weenie Show tomorrow. And also coming up later on today, you've got Milk Dog, you've got Frankie D, you've got John Gale, you've got Slacker 82 and Low Standards of Course, and you've got Beans and Weenies in prime time this evening. And then, of course, Ralph and the Old Man is back tomorrow morning, and many more friends coming up later in the week.
Hey, if you're new to the show, hit that follow button. You got people coming in. You're coming in, and you're catching us at the very end of the show. But that's okay. Come back tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific time. We'll be here, and just help us out. We're just having a good time. You guys are the best. Thanks, Eric. Thanks with that. And, just have a great day, man. It's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Technically, the first Friday of the week is Thursday, and that's tomorrow. We're on the downward slope. The week's coming to an end. What a great day. It's going to be a great day for everybody. Just get out there, be positive. Choose to be in a good mood. Choose to have a good day. Because all that we do is, you know, we make choices every day. And we choose how we're going to react to things. We choose how we're going to face obstacles. Well, choose to do it with a good mind, a peaceful heart, and think clearly. Make wise decisions. Be nice with everybody out there. Hey, Grammy, you got anything you want to tell everybody before we get out of here?
Well, just that Grammy's got a lot of love for all of you pod people. Thank you all for joining and keeping the old man busy and out of my territory. Out of my business.
Wow.
But anyway, just remember, you must love yourself so that you can love others. And I know you can do it.
Yes, you can. And now, a final word from the hostess with the mostest that helped us get through that dreaded
Billboard Hot 100
of 2021 list. Our own Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us. The music's done, so we will see you all tomorrow. Hopefully, be here tomorrow. Love you. Bye.
Dina Joe. Thanks again. Thanks, Eric. Thanks, Dina Joe. Thanks, Grammy.
You're welcome.
And thank everybody for tuning in and joining us today. We just had a blast. Appreciate everybody. Tune in tomorrow. Hey, if you want to catch the whole replay of this show, you can do it on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. They do a replay of this show at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can catch it then. All right, we're out of here. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye now.
See you around, Podbean. Bye. Later, Gators.
Bye.